Well, God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for responding with a miracle seed, and I pray that you have been blessed by the word that God gave me to you and the word that you've got a chance to listen to that I have emailed to you. Prepare your heart, prepare your mind, prepare your soul, because the prophets are going to be coming forth to give you the word of the Lord. It is truly an honor and a privilege, and I cannot even express how grateful I am to your obedience. You know, there's something about obedience that brings forth the miraculous. There is something when we move in faith, something begins to happen on our behalf. When we heed the word of the Lord and we move in faith, because number one, obedience is the only way God can guarantee our outcome. Number two, you have the right to everything that you've obeyed. And number three, obedience is an action and not a confession. But number four, God will never get involved with disobedience except through repentance. Your act of obedience will cause you to come on the winning side, and you're going to see change that is going to be visiting thee for the next year and a half. And God is going to bring good things and large quantities into your life, and he's going to touch an area of your life that you're going to have a chance to become a winner out of that. Change is about to visit thee for the better. And you're going to see that for the next 18 months, God says, I bring presence unto thee. God says that he's going to even begin to increase you financially. Oh, get ready for checks and money to start showing up for thee. And also, the Lord says, you're going to grow and you're going to learn. You're going to obtain higher things of the Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord says, whatever you put your hands to, he says he'll bless it. So as you listen to the whispers of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to come into your season of an awesome and a mighty breakthrough. Prepare, because change is about to visit thee. And you will see that the Spirit will bring many opportunities your way. And you're going to grow, you're going to increase, and you're going to prosper. And you're going to see doors of success that shall swing wide open unto thee. Oh, Father says, I got good things that I'm bringing your way, and you're going to benefit from that. Well, you've listened to the word that God gave me concerning you. Now, I want you to begin to relax and listen to the word of the Lord that the prophets will now speak into your life. The Lord says to thee once again, get ready for some remarkable breakthroughs to show up for thee. He's even going to touch your home, and you will know that this is the Lord that has done this thing. It is the Lord that has done this thing, and he's done it out of your obedience. Prepare your heart, prepare your soul for a major breakthrough. I prophesy, and I speak to the north, the south, the east, and the west, that favor will come unto thee. I prophesy a new anointing over your life. I prophesy mastery over your life. Thank you, and God bless. This is Prophet Berrien. Peace. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. God bless.
Brother Horace, and that will be Prophet Cheryl, Prophet Albert. Thank you.
And Brother Forest, I hear the word of the Lord saying to you, joy and laughter shall once again return into your borders. I see God taking you to a new place in him. This is a time of meditation, staying before him. God is even working in your appetite, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Horace. I just hear God saying he's doing some work in the area of your finances, bringing forth the increase and putting everything right and in order. And I just see God doing a great work in you and your mind. I see God bringing forth a great restoration and a great coming together of things in your mind. God is bringing you into a place of a sound mind and a great position as far as with the, I hear ministry for you. I don't know if you're in ministry, but ministry is coming. The door is opening for you in the area of ministry, and travel shall be your portion, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Horace. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today that you're running the winning race and you're not going to faint, yet God says you are going to gain new strength and momentum. I hear Father God saying, ask and it shall be given, knock and the doors have been opened. And I just hear Father God saying, this is the season of speedy recovery of finances. And anything that you thought was lost, Father God says, is coming back quickly and swiftly. And that is the word of the Lord.